Lydia Rebine is in the studio with us with our Madison Dawson Camby Library Show. Hi, Lydia. How are you?
I am doing great, Paul. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. What's that thing in the sky?
I don't know. It's strange. It's bright. I think it might be out to get us.
Haven't seen the sun for a while, have we?
We haven't. It's just been all that weird fog instead.
Oh, terrible fog.
That was weird.
But it is really pretty, weird, though, on the trees.
Yes, fog. Not on the sidewalks so much.
Yeah, the ice.
Not so much.
Isn't that crazy? I'm walking around like I'm 100 years old on the sidewalks.
Oh, you have to. You have to penguin walk everywhere you go.
There you go. Penguin walk. That's good. All right. Well, thanks for coming over for the library show. I know you guys are always busy over there. What's happening?
Oh, lots of stuff to talk about again. And a new one on our list here that's going to be really fun. But winter reading, that's still going on. That started at the beginning of January. It runs through March 31st. All ages for Madison, Dawson, and Camby. And so our program is you come in, you sign up, you get a little reading log bookmark that has 6 slots on it that you need to fill out, and the first 15 at each library, Madison, Dawson, Camby, to complete their reading log and return it, get a winter reading mug. And that program runs now through March 31st. So sign up if you haven't done that already.
A mug?
A mug.
A mug.
A coffee mug, yes,
nice,
with a little logo on it.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Blue. So very fun. Some people like to collect them. I know some that have them from every year for the past however many years. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I have a lot of coffee mugs in my kitchen cupboards.
I do too. Probably
too many.
Too many. Yeah, exactly. Probably too many. But yeah, so that is going strong. Still plenty of time to sign up for that. Madison specific stuff. We have some take and make kits for kids, craft kits. We are still rolling along with our snowman theme. So we have kits for a snowman button craft and a snowman popsicle craft. In addition to the take and make kits, we have a new mystery picture poster that they can stop in and work on. They can help complete the mystery picture by placing colorful sticker tiles on a grid to reveal the hidden image. We had one of those up last summer for our summer reading program, and everybody had a lot of fun with it, so we're trying that again. You can just stop in whenever and help complete the picture. Then moving over to Camby, starting February 2nd, they're going to start hosting Kid Zone Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. That's going to run through March 30th. And each day they'll be doing something for all school-age kids, preschool and up, playing games, doing crafts, a little bit of everything. And something different each week for the sessions, which are going to run about 45 minutes. So that is every Thursday at 3:30, starting February 2nd, running through March 30. Madison, Dawson, Camby also still have some take-and-make kits left for punch needle embroidery. That's an adult craft. Punch needle embroidery, it's a form of embroidery that's related to rug hooking and rug making, where instead of making a complete stitch through the fabric, you're pushing it up and leaving a little loop. Kind of something fun and different. We have kits for a pattern of the state of Minnesota. We have a few different colors available. So yeah, stop by, grab one of those things. Like all of our library crafts and events, completely free. And then one that I'm really excited to talk about, something new. Coming in February, we have a fellow named Kurt Strutz, who's going to be at the Madison, Dawson, and Camby libraries. He's also known as the Dino Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So he's going to be offering up a chance for kids and families to meet dinosaurs through this really amazing collection of realistic dinosaur puppets. He has everything from baby T-Rex and Triceratops to a life-size raptor. Just a huge collection of puppets, all very realistic, and it's going to be a really fun event. He'll also have dinosaur facts and different artifacts, faux artifacts like dinosaur skulls, claws, a other bones as well. So he is going to be in Canby at the St. Peter's Catholic School on Friday, February 10th at 10:30 in the morning. He has a pretty big setup. So in a few places, we have had to go to other locations other than the libraries for the shows. So we appreciate everybody that's helping us out with that. So again, Canby, it's going to be February 10th at 10:30 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic School. And then he will be that same day, February 10th, in Dawson, at the Dawson Library at 3:30 p.m. Then, the next day, he'll be in Madison. So, Saturday, February 11th, he'll be in Madison at 2:30 p.m. And for his Madison stop, we're going to be at City Hall, directly across from the library, kind of in the council chambers there. Nice big space. So, again, totally free program, open to all ages. The kids are going to love it. He'll be February 10th, 10:30 in Canby, and then in the afternoon, 3:30 in Dawson. Saturday, he'll be in Madison, 2:30 p.m. at City Hall. So stop by for that. You don't need to sign up. Just bring the kids and have some fun meeting the dinosaurs. Another little side note, just to remind everybody of book clubs. We each have a book club. Dawson's and Canby's meet on the first Tuesday of the month. Canby's meets in the morning at 10:30. Dawson's in the evening at 6:30. And Madison's meets the second Tuesday of the month at 7:15 p.m. That kind of covers some of the events going on. We're constantly updating that and adding things. We've got definitely another craft class we'll be announcing soon for Madison. So if you're not already, follow our Facebook pages, Canby Public Library MN, Dawson Public Library MN, Madison Public Library MN, and keep up to date on what's going on.
All right. Yeah. Kids are really fascinated about with dinosaurs, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I think most of us went through that stage. Yep.
When is that again?
So it's going to be Friday, February 10th for Dawson and Canby.
Okay.
Canby is the morning one. Theirs is at 10:30. That's going to be in St. Peter's Catholic School. And then 3:30 p.m. for Dawson. That one's going to be actually in the Dawson Library. And then here for Madison, ours is the next day on that Saturday. And that's going to be at 2:30 p.m. at City Hall.
Okay. Yeah. So bring the kids.
Yes. It's going to be a ton of fun.
It will be. All right. Well, that time to find out what the staff is reading at the libraries.
Yes, as always, we've got a big selection, a little bit of everything. So I have been reading a book called American Mother by Greg Olson. From the number one best-selling author comes the shocking true crime story of a mother and wife, her disturbing family secrets, and how she became a cold-hearted killer. At 5:02 p.m. on June 5th, 1986, a call came into the local sheriff's office in a small town, Auburn, Washington, from Stella Nickel. Her husband, Bruce, was having a seizure. As the officers arrived on scene, Bruce was already dead. Forensics identified that Bruce had consumed headache pills laced with cyanide, and in an attempt to cover her tracks, Stella saw to it that a stranger would also become her next victim of the cyanide-tainted painkillers. What would drive a seemingly normal, outgoing, and popular mother and wife to kill? As the investigation began to unfold, Stella's daughter, Cynthia, notified federal agents of her mother's crimes, but she didn't reveal everything. Deb has been reading Dead Spirits, Dakota Mystery Book 11 by M.K. Coker. This is a really popular series for a lot of our readers, particularly in Madison, and this is the newest book. We should have copies of it available on the shelf soon, so keep an eye out for that. Dead Spirits, Dakota Mystery Book 11. A corpse is discovered at Spirit Mound, a Lewis and Clark exploration site in South Dakota reputed to harbor evil spirits. Sheriff Karen Okerlund Mahaffey, newly married and wanting nothing more than to jet off on her honeymoon, must deal with a clash of white and native cultures over an archaeological dig at the mound. To further depress Karen's spirits, the victim was a childhood friend of her inscrutable Native American deputy. Her and Two Fingers' relationship has always been somewhat standoffish, but will this freeze it entirely, despite the August heat? From dusty museums to colorful powwows to backstabbing academia, Karen and Merrick must dig far into the past for a killer in the present who's stirred ancient spirits, evil or otherwise. Karen has been reading Bad Axe County, Bad Axe County Book 1 by John Galligan. 15 years ago, Heidi White's parents were shot to death on their Bad Axe County farm. The police declared it a murder-suicide and closed the case, but that night, Heidi found the one clue she knew could lead to the truth, if only the investigators would listen. Now Heidi White is Heidi Kick, wife of local baseball legend Harley Kick and mother of three small children. She's also the interim sheriff in Bad Axe. Half the county wants Heidi elected, but the other half will do anything to keep her out of law enforcement. And as a deadly ice storm makes its way to Bad Axe, tensions rise and long-buried secrets climb to the surface. Alice has been reading The 12 Topsy-Turvy, Very Messy Days of Christmas by James Patterson. Every year at Christmas time, Will and Ella Sullivan and their father, Henry, come to a family agreement. Christmas is a holiday for other people. At their brownstone in Harlem, stockings go unstuffed, tinsel unstrewn, gifts unbought, mistletoe unhung, chestnuts unroasted, carols unplayed, cookies uncooked, a tree invisible, and guests uninvited. Until guests start arriving anyway. In pairs and sixes, in sevens and tens, they keep coming. And they stay. For 12 long, hard, topsy-turvy, and very messy days. That's when the Sullivans discover that those moments in life that defy hope, expectation, or even imagination might be the best gifts of all. And last but not least, Naomi has been reading The Secret Messenger by Mandy Rothram. The highly awaited new novel from the USA Today best-selling author of The German Midwife. Venice, 1943. The world is at war, and Stella Jelani is leading a double life. By day, she works in the lion's den as a typist for the Reich. By night, she risks her life as a messenger for the Italian resistance. Against all odds, Stella must impart Nazi secrets, smuggle essential supplies, and produce an underground newspaper on her beloved typewriter. But when German commander General Bruegel becomes suspicious, it seems he will stop at nothing to find the mole, and Stella knows her future could be in jeopardy. London, 2017. Years later, Louisa Belmont finds a mysterious old typewriter in her attic. Determined to find out who it belonged to, Louisa delves into the past and uncovers a story of fierce love, unimaginable sacrifice, and, ultimately, the worst kind of betrayal. Set between German-occupied 1940s Venice and modern-day London, this is a fascinating tale of the bravery of everyday women in the darkest corners of World War II.
Wow. There's some exciting stuff there, what you guys are reading.
Yes, little fiction, little nonfiction, mysteries. Everybody always likes a mystery, I think.
Yeah, it always amazes me the how different everybody is with their choices. So mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
Yes, but I think that's one prevailing theme is we've got a lot of mystery readers in mysteries. Our crew. They right. Like that murder.
Yeah, they're... All right, Lydia, why don't you tell our listeners when you're open over there in Madison Library?
Sure. Madison Library, we are open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays 10 to 7:30, Fridays 1:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 10 to 2. During the weekdays, we are always closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch, and you can find us on the north end of Main Street on the west side of the street. Big brick building. Can't miss us.
Can't miss it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy your walk back and enjoy the sun.
That strange, strange thing strange in the sky.
Strange thing in the sky. Thanks, Lydia. Lydia Rebine with the Madison Dawson Canby Library Show today.